Manufacturing activity has taken a knock in June. That's as the APSA PMI reading came in at 52.2 points from 54.8 points. The sector has mainly been affected by growing concern about slowing local growth and a potential recession in some of South Africa's key trading partners. Joining me now to unpack the print is APSA senior economist Mielani Maluleke. Thank you so much for your time. As always, Mielani. You know what, before we get into the June reading, this is the beginning of the second half of 22. Just paint a picture for us on how manufacturing activity has fared in the first half.
Look, I mean, we actually had a really good start to the year, because if you think back to that really strong GDP number that we had for Q1, 1.9%, manufacturing was a really big contributor to that. It went up something like 4.9% quarter on quarter. That's really strong. And I think for us, what was also really interesting was that if you look at where we were in Q1 relative to pre-COVID levels, we'd actually become really, really close. So I think the first half of the year certainly looked quite mixed, I think. Really good start in the first quarter, but then coming into the second quarter, it's clear that some of the supply side shocks that we've had, the floods in KwaZulu-Natal, and more recently the more intensified bouts of load shedding, and also a weaker global backdrop, have certainly weighed on the sector. And I think we're not seeing as strong momentum as we saw in the first quarter of the year.
What are the main culprits then for the decline that we have seen in the June reading of 52.2 points? I mean, are these the first signs of a deteriorating economic outlook?
Yeah, I mean, I think, of course, we always have to be a little bit cautious. We're looking at 1 month set of data. But I think for me, when you look at the underlying figures, especially when you move away from the headline number, which I think for some people they may be looking at and thinking it's still about 50. Mm-hmm. What are we so worried about? I think the key thing here is to look at some of the underlying components that are really, really critical, like business activity. That was still below 50 for the third straight month after a really good Q1. Mm-hmm. So I think the signs are there that, a lot of the shocks that we've had recently really have slowed down growth momentum in South Africa. Are we going to see a negative Q2 GDP print? It's not our baseline case at this stage. We think zero, but I think it's pretty clear that if you look at some of the events that we've also had over the past couple of weeks with power supply, the risk that the Q2 GDP number is negative is really high here.
Yeah, you talk about business activity going into negative territory. I mean, does this mean then that we need to brace for tougher times? Because it doesn't look like things are about to get better.
I think, it's tough. Coming out of COVID, of course, we have to accept the South African economy did pick up a little bit faster than many of us thought could be the case. That was a really encouraging story. But I just think that coming into this year, the global backdrop has deteriorated. We're seeing very high inflationary pressures around the world. And major global central banks are responding to that by tightening policy. That is going to hurt global economic growth, in addition, of course, to some of the other shocks that we have. Including, of course, the war taking place in Ukraine. The global backdrop has become more challenging. But even domestically, we are, of course, seeing high inflationary pressures for most consumers. Of course, the increase in fuel prices over the last few months is certainly the most noticeable. But we're also seeing, in the CPI data that price pressures are also starting to come through from food. That is going to erode people's disposable incomes. And as we know, the SARB is also going to, it's started responding. We think it's going to respond some more to these inflationary pressures by tightening interest rates. That is also not going to be very helpful for consumers. So I just think that some of the growth levers that have been there, or some of the growth support factors that we've had over the last few quarters, are not going to be as strong going forward.
Yeah, and talking about those inflationary pressures, we did see PPI also yesterday coming in at 4.7% for May, painting quite a worrying picture. What was interesting for me was the supplier deliveries index that disappointed, with delivery time shooting up again after that downtick that we did see in the previous month. What's changed between June and May?
It's a good question. You know, we've had a challenge with this that particular sub-index since the pandemic started, because, you know, what tends to happen, of course, is that if you see an increase in supplier delivery times, I mean, ordinarily you would think, well, it must mean that everyone is getting busier, you know. But with the since the pandemic started, we know that supplier delivery times have lengthened, not necessarily because you know, the value chain is really busy, but it's because of supply chain constraints. And I think that's really what we're continuing to see in the PMI data. There's always going to be some volatility, I think, from one month to the next. But I think what it is still coming out quite clearly and strongly from the PMI data is that, you know, we're still far from seeing a full normalization of supply chains, which is, of course, something that's really critical for the manufacturing sector.
All right, we have about 30 seconds, Mialani. Just your last words from you, especially looking at the expected business conditions being the least optimistic optimistic reading this year. How are you looking at that going forward, especially with the accelerated load shedding that we've seen?
Yeah, look, I think short term is certainly going to be a little bit more challenging in our view. The global backdrop is weaker. Domestically, consumers are going to be under pressure, and the electricity supply situation certainly also isn't helping. So we see the near term environment as being a little bit more difficult in terms of the outlook.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for your time and for that insight, Mialani. That was senior economist at APSA, Mialani Maluleke.